Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Dr. Sylvia Earle is now, no doubt, the most constant and committed public figure speaking out in the name of the sustainable ocean. As scientist and deep ocean explorer, she has lived a lifetime in and for the sea, a career that has exemplified her commitment to ocean research, active communication, and public advocacy. Dr. Earle is an advisor to the World Ocean Observatory, just as she is so generously to almost every other ocean advocacy organization. She is an indefatigable speaker, author, expedition leader, and advocate for marine species worldwide, promoting urgently and effectively for the creation of vast new marine protected areas, strict new fishery regulations, and significant new research programs to expand our still very uninformed understanding of ocean species and habitats. Recently, Sylvia has created an alliance of organizations and individuals devoted to identifying the places and projects that offer the highest probability for conservation of the most valuable marine resources worldwide. Named the HOPE Project Initiative, the Sylvia Earle Alliance is first focused on projects in Mexico, Belize, and Cuba, along with promoting public awareness of the rapidly growing network of international marine protected areas in North and South America, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and the small island nations of the Pacific Ocean. One of the most important HOPE spots is the Ross Sea in Antarctica, where a partnership between the Antarctic and Southern Ocean Coalition, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the World Commission on Protected Areas, the Last Ocean Project, the National Geographic Society, and the Sylvia Earle Alliance is hoping to secure protected status for the entire Ross Sea shelf and slope ecosystem and adjacent waters, 647,000 square kilometers, or about 2% of the Southern Ocean. The Ross Sea is called, quote, the last ocean, unquote, because it is widely recognized as the only remaining large ocean region on Earth naturally structured and uninfluenced by human forces. It is rich in biodiversity, nurturing 38% of the world population of Adélie penguins, 26% of emperor penguins, 30% of Antarctic petrels, 6% of Antarctic minke whales, 50% of Ross Sea killer whales, and 45% of the South Pacific Weddell seals. Since its discovery in 1841, it has been the focus of extensive scientific research, with some data sets going back 150 years. More than 400 species were first described from Ross Sea specimens, an important record as immense numbers of species now are changing their distribution in the face of climate change. The partnership is now in search of funds to expand our understanding of this important ocean research, seeking $4.5 million for additional research expeditions and the Campaign for International Protections. I often wonder about the number of ocean organizations, many overlapping in their interests and efforts, competing for funds and members, and sometimes avoiding collaboration to protect their own organizational interests. But the scientific community has long realized that alliances, coordinated research programs, combining financial resources and other economies of scale, have enabled major research projects that have in turn led to improved practices and policies and innovative examples of integrated governance. In reality, the emergence of all these organizations may represent a growing, welcome international awareness of ocean issues and specific steps forward toward greater understanding and political will. If that is in fact the case, then we can attribute much of that change to the stubborn, consistent, and continuing efforts of Sylvia Earle. For decades, she has been a quiet, constant voice for the ocean, sounding the alarm, advocating for serious and effective response, and showing us the way to hope for the survival of the world's extraordinary and essential marine environment. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.